USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The impeachment inquiry hearings roll on Tuesday on Capitol Hill with 8 witnesses expected this week. President Trump says he is not ruling out appearing before Adam Schiff's committee or submitting written answers to questions. The president tweeting, "Even though I did nothing wrong and don't like giving credibility to this no due process hoax, I like the idea and will, in order to get Congress focused again, strongly consider it," exclamation point. In other news, the Inspector General's report to be released before the end of this year. South Carolina Senator Republican Lindsey Graham says Michael Horowitz will testify December 11th before the Senate Judiciary Committee. The detailed report should shed light on the Russia collusion investigation and the alleged FISA abuse that led to it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, investors seeing green. The Dow gaining 33 points to close at 28,036. The Nasdaq up 9 points. The S&P 500 up 1.5. To California now, where there is continued high risk of wildfires. The state may be hit again with more intentional power shutoffs this week. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest on this potentially dangerous situation.
The state's largest utility, PG&E, says as many as 250,000 customers could be impacted, as strong winds predicted Wednesday could lead to increased fire danger. Affected areas include 19 counties in the Sierra foothills, North Valley, North Bay, and other parts of the Bay Area. The utility pledging that customers would be given 48 hours notice ahead of a shutoff. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Turning now to the economy, the very latest on gas prices, here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
There's a wide gap across the nation, with a price at the pump in California at $3.94 a gallon. Louisiana has the lowest at $2.16. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us those prices are expected to decrease even more in the coming weeks.
Average gas prices are likely to continue slowly drifting lower as we progress into the fall and winter months, a time of year when gasoline demand weakens and refineries are returning from maintenance season.
A Super Bowl champion has some strong words for Colin Kaepernick. He's best known for taking a knee during the national anthem when he played for the San Francisco 49ers 3 years ago.
The group representing former NFL player Colin Kaepernick has sent out the full video of his Saturday workout to all 32 NFL teams, and now the waiting game begins. But according to Super Bowl winner Burgess Owens,
Colin is going down that path of being a martyr, supposedly, and people feeling sorry for him. We just can't do that. He has a chance to make millions of dollars playing 6 months out of the year. If he shows up and decides that he wants to dictate to his employers, potential employers, time, place, and when, and it just doesn't work that way. This is a result of our leftist college having these kids come out of school having no common sense, elitism. He's going down the route of being an anti-American leftist. I'm hoping the NFL understands that fans are over this.
Owens was speaking there on Fox News. I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.